Zog de Mishnah, daf nun Aleph, Omer Aleph, the last Mishnah in Perek Bamitoimnif. Loi kiseu mi boid yoim. If a person wasn't matmin de kederim mi boid yoim on Erev Shabbos, so loi yechasenu mi shetechshach. That's the halacha. We know that even bedovah she'enim oisif hevel, zog drashi, he'n ala be matmin on Shabbos. You can't insulate on Shabbos, even on something that's not oisif hevel. Why? Gzeres shama yatiach. You might come to stoke it and heat it up because you realize that it's not warm enough. So you can't be toimin on Shabbos even bedovah she'enim moisif hevel. Now the Pnei Yeshua warns, if the Mishnah is telling us, this first part of the Mishnah is telling us they nala be toimin on Shabbos bedovah she'enim moisif hevel, let it just say that loy yatmin mishetechshach afilu bedovah she'enim moisif hevel. Why does it say loy kiseu mi ba'oid yom loy chaseno? So zok the Pnei Yeshua, the chiddush is that the reason why it says Loshav Loichi Seyu, that even if you were already matmin the sides of the Kedera Miboy Joim, but all you're lacking and missing out is the top layer, the cover on the top, it's also to also to do this on Shabbos, this Maisa Kisui. This Maisa Atmona, the finishing of the Atmona, because Atmona means Kuloi, so Mamela, that's also to do on Shabbos too, even though Miboy Joim did the rest of it. That's called the Tchilas Atmona on Shabbos, and that's also even with the Dovash Eina Moisef Hebel. Zog the Mishnah, Kiseyu Venizgala. If let's say you were mechasim miboy joim, you already did the gan satmon miboy joim, vinizgala, and now it got revealed, so mutal chasoy soy, meaning now you're re-putting back on something that got revealed, so that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. What do we ask on Shabbos? Hatmon lechatchila, tchila, to do it from the first time. But something that got revealed on its own, that you're allowed to put back on. That's what Tosis explains, nira l'ri, duadin the mutal galois be a daim. Be etzim allowed to take it off be a daim. The lachsav lachasoy soy. Kamosh mutal lita lakdera lachziro. You're allowed to be machzir kdera if you have the tanoim of chazor. You're allowed to take a pat and put it back on. By on something that's gov katum. Vaharanok at kiseu in his gala. So why does it say kiseu on its own? It could have been even be a daim if you megala. You're allowed to put it back on. Vaharanok at kiseu in his gala. Bishum, because over here the chiddush is be a daim. It's only muta at night. That's Chazara. Mashenken, the Chiddush is Nizgala on its own. Bishum Nizgala mi boi yoim aichi. Do me the Reisha. Loi kisei mi boi yoim. Just like the Reisha talking about you weren't mechasim mi boi yoim. See, not allowed to do it now at night. So even if it was Nizgala mi boi yoim on its own, so then, the mutal chasoysa mishetechshach, you're allowed to cover it again mishetechshach, even though the gilu took place mi boi yoim. However, Zaktesis, Avalim Gileo be a daim by yoim. But if you did the removal be a daim, not at night, but in the daytime, kedei lechasoyz mishtechshach, in order to have in mind to cover it at night, that's also lechasoyz mishtechshach. The dami lechatchilas atmana. That looks and appears like tchilas atmana, like the first time around that you're covering it on Shabbos. So that's like also. So Tosis says that avada when you do be a daim at night, you're allowed to be mechasa again, just like you're allowed to be machzer kedera. The reason why it's in nizgala miboy yoim, we're talking about nizgala, we're talking about miboy yoim. And the chiddush is allowed to be mechas mishtechshach if it took place on its own. But if biyadayim yom, so then about it, also then it's like a tchilas atmana. Now, other Rishonim argue, the Rambam holds that even if it's galim mi'elov, you're not allowed to be mechas mishtechshach. And that's my saw, it's the mashmoyos in the poskim, like that's how we pass kentaka. The Mishnah Berurah clearly, in Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkon Chofei, he brings over there the shittas that hold that it's awesome. Zok, the last part of the Mishnah, memale sakitoin. A person's allowed to be memale and fill up on Shabbos a kitoin with cold water. V'noisin letachas akari, tachas akeses, and keep and hide it and insulate it and keep it in a place that's cool, that it should be protected from the sun heat, that it shouldn't get hot, and you want to retain its coolness. So you're allowed to place it under a kar and a keses, under a pillow and a blanket in order that it should remain cold. So and Rashi explains that shelo yochmu b'chay makayit, it shouldn't get heated up from the sun of the summer. These type of insulations don't make it warm; they just retain the coldness. So you want it to remain cold. That is mutter. And we don't make a gzera if you matmin this to retain the coldness. You might come to be matmin to make something hot. That we don't make that gzera. Zok the Gemara Om Rav Yudom Hashmuel. Mutter lahatmin is atzoinin, allowed to be matmin tzoinin. Like we said, to retain the coldness, it shouldn't get heated up by the sun. And Rashi says, we don't make this gzeri, allowed to be matmin tzoinin. Omer Rav Yosef, Michael Mashman, what's a chiddush? We just the mission we just said. Tanina, it's a fair mission. Memal all them kidnim v'nois and tachas akari tachas akeses. Omer Abaya, there's a major chiddush. Tuva. Komash Malon. The Imam asks him from the Mishnah itself, I would say, Hava Mina Hanimi Ledova Shein Dakala Hatmin. Maybe the Mishnah allows you to be Matmin, so you know, and something that's usually not Matmin to warm up. Ava Dova Shein Dakala Hatmin. You don't warm up ices. So that you're allowed to keep and retain its coldness. Ava Dova Shein Dakala Hatmin. Something that you usually are Matmin. So maybe loy, maybe you can't retain it even to retain its tzaninus, its coldness. Komash melon, even dovish adakala hatmin, that's avido mishmul schiddish, you're allowed to be matmin as a tzainin, even with dovish adakala hatmin, if it would have been warm. Komash melon, that it's mutter, and that you want to know from the Mishnah. Now Rashi says, what's ein dakala hatmin? Zog Rashi, kagoy mayim tzaininin, shein dakala hatmin, tachas kave keses, l'chamon. You don't warm it up under tachas kave keses, because they don't get warmed up that way. So over there, Yitaka say it's mutter. But maybe Dovish Dakala Hatmin, like a tafshil, a piece of chicken, so maybe Loit Meneno, even to retain its coolness, Yipnei Achama, and that the Chiddush is, it's mutter. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Huna, Om Rebbe, Dafka B'Shem Rebbe, Osu Lahatmin is Atzoinen, Rav Huna B'Shem Rebbe says, Yinala B'Matmin Tzoinen, like we just said. Fact the Mavatanya Rebbe himself said it's a steering Rebbe. Rebbe said Mavatanya Rebbe hit the Latmin Satzoinen. So we have a steering Rebbe. Rav Huna Omer Rebbe says Osel Hatmin, and Rebbe himself said Mutel Hatmin Tzoinen. So he'll be Matmin Tzoinen or not? Zog the Mavatanya depends. Loi Kasha Homi Kame Delishmin Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Before he heard this memo from Shmuel Rebbe Yosi that it's Mutter, he held it was Osa. After that, he retracted and he held that it was Mutter. Holabosa the Shame. Why? Zok the Malki Hodi Yosef Rebbe for Omer Osel Hatmin Satzonin. Rebbe originally held it's also to be Matmin Tzonin. Omer Lefonu Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi said to him, Abba Hita Latmin Satzonin, my father Rebbe Yosi allowed to be Matmin Tzonin. Omer Kvar Hoyre Zokain. So Rebbe right away retracted. He retracted, he acquiesced, he capitulated, and he was masking to the din that of Mutel Hatmin Tzonin. Look at the beauty out of Tamil Chomer and Mechavi one another. Shilu Rabbi Yosi Kayam, if Rabbi Yosi would have been alive, or you cough of Yosef Nei Rabbi, because Rabbi was a Nossi. Rabbi was Rabbeinu, he was a Nossi. So he would have been cough of to him. Rabbi Yosi was a son. He was Memalam Mokam Vaisav, he was exactly like his father. Took his place, and he was kosher for Yosef Nei Rebbe. V'koma, and yet Rebbe said about Rabbi Yosi, kvahir zokin. That means even if he would have been kofer to him, he would have said, kvahir zokin. He would have passed him like him. That's a chavivus between the Talmid Chachomim, the kvahir zokin. Even though he would have been kofer, just like his son was kofer, we assume he was mamala makoymer. So that means his father would have been kofer to the Nasi. So that's what Rebbe retracted, and he said, mutter lahatmin es atzoinen. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman the Doru Avdei. Rav Nachman told his slave Doru, Atmin Litzoinen, Bitoimen Tzoinen, Va'aisli Mai, the Ochim Kafil Aramoi, and bring me water that was heated up by a goy. Shomer Rav Ami heard this, V'ikpid, he was angry, he was makpid. Why did you allow these two things? Omer Rav Yosef, Matami Ikpid, why are you being makpid? Kravoisei Avid, he's doing like his Rebbeim. Chadik Rav, Chadik Shmuel. Keshmuel, the Omer Avidom Shmuel, Mutal Atmin Satzoinen, you allowed to be Matmin Tzoinen. So that's why he told him, be matmin tzoinen, atmin tzoinen, and kerav, the omar rav, shmuel barav yitzrok, omar rav, kol shu necha kamoy shu chai. There's no bishal akam, anything that's eaten in a raw state, ein ba mishubul shulin nochim, there's no bishal nochim, just like something that's not oil on a shulchim alochim, there's ein bishal nochim, so to someone that's eaten chai, there's no bishal nochim. And Memel over here, when he told him, bring me water that's cooked up by a goy, water is eaten chai, it's drunk chai. Something that's drunk chai, there's no bishalakum. So what's the problem? Why was Rav Ami makpid? So the Gemara said that Shomer Rav Ami veikpid. Rav Yosef asked him, why are you being makpid? Rav Ami was makpid. So the Gemara, sovar, or who's sovar? Odom choshuv shayni. Zog Rashi, odom choshuv shayni means, sha'aroya oysa shu mekel oymedu mekel yosa. True, it's mutter. True, there's no bishalakam l'goy lecho chai. But someone who sees you doing something that's mutter, he'll be matir, something that's even more cooler dick than that. And even a dava osir. So Adam Choshev has to be careful. They follow every movie that he takes. So Mela Adam Choshev Shiny, if he's going to allow something that's mutter, there'll be Mekel Yoisa. And that's why he was makpid that he shouldn't be Simech on this. Zog de Chida, the Gemara says, Dafka, who sovar Adam Choshev Shiny? But Ledina, Adam Choshev didn't have to be machmir Yoisa than the din. And that's what the Gemara held taka. That's what he held taka. Just who sovar? They held that he was makbid, meaning of Amida was makbid, held Adam Choshev Shiny. But the Gemara didn't hold like that. As Zog de Beker Yosef. Zog de Mo'avai to Tonor Rabbonon. Afa pishom ru ein toimnin mafilo bedobish ein Yosef hevel mishach ha-sheicha. Even though on Shabbos, we said the halacha is in alibi toimnin, you can't insulate even if it's not Yosef hevel. Because might come to be matiach in bolo hoisif. If you're coming on Shabbos to add an additional layer of insulation, then Moisif. You're allowed to be Moisif because it's already Tomun. So over there, there's no problem that you might find it that it's cool and you might come to be Mechad and Matiachid. No, you're being Moisif another layer. Zog de Gemara, Keitzaru Oisa. So there's different Gesois. Tosafos says you don't say Keitzar. We'll see in a second. But Keitzaru Oisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Noitel Esa Sadinim. You remove the sadinim, the sheets that were surrounding the kedera, sadinim that are made out of pishtun, u'menichasak glufkirin, and you place instead in its place the glufkirin, which are thicker, made out of tzemer. They retain the heat much more. Oy, noitlasak glufkirin, u'menichasak sadinim, or you make the switch around. If you did originally tzemer, and you don't want it to get too hot, you remove it, and u'menichasak sadinim. Now, Tosis right away points out, this is not Ketzat. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying something totally different than Tanakama. Tanakama said that you're allowed to be Moisif. Moisif means you're adding on. It doesn't say you're allowed to exchange. Exchange might be Atman L'chatchila. Zog Tosis, Nir L'chil L'chapeiras, the Legas in a Ketzat Oisa, the Rashbak Polygat Tanakama. Reb Shimon Gamliel is clearly arguing on Tanakama. It's not Ketzat. It's not a Taich. The Lo Yishogi on Loisif. Tanakama only allowed to be Moisif. Aber lachachlif, but to be machlif also. The Rashbag shori even lachachlif. The koshken lito over lachachzer is the dover to put the same thing back. The lava kolkach tchilas atmona. That's less of a tchilas atmona. Vahane to koma v'cheinu Rashbag oime kloime shoy meka kula chita gabi atmona. And that's a hemshech that he was makel another nekuda gabi atmona. But the point is Rashbag holds it's not called the tchilas atmona even when you're machlif. Zog di gemorah v'cheinu Reb Shimon Gamliel oime another kula gabi atmona. Loi osru elo oise mecham. The only time that Yinala be matmin, even bedover she'ena moisif hevel on Shabbos, if it's the same mecham, the same kettle that's off the fire. However, avol pina mi mecham le mecham. But if let's say you took the water on Shabbos from the kettle number one, and you put it into a kettle number two in a klisheni, then it's mutter to be matmin on Shabbos bedover she'ena moisif hevel in the klisheni. What Zogdemar, the reason is, hashtag kurikom mekalo, a klisheni is cooling off the kettle, is cooling off the content. So atuchikom mirtechlei, there's a chash that if you're matmin, that you're gonna be now, matiach. The whole reason why you can't be matmin, bedovashen and moisevel on Shabbos, because shema yatiach. You're not gonna be matiach if you put it in the klisheni, which is kurikom mekalei. So Rashi says that a kurikom mekalei, that's his intent. Zog Rashi, the reason why Pinemi Mechem Lemechem is Mutter Zog Rashi, the Hashto Lekel Lemigz Hashem Yatiach, the Hashto Akuri Komekelu Bemiskavein. My intent is to be Maker. If your intent is to be Maker, so Atuche Matachlu Bitmiya, of course you're not going to be Matiach, you're not going to heat it up. Your intent is goofy to make it cold, to put in the Klisheni. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. The Rambam learns is not because your intent is to be maker. A klisheni is tzoinen. A klisheni is on its way to get cooled off. A klisheni be'etzim is cooling it off. So mele, there's no chashi matiach. It's a big nafkamina. According to Rashi, the word is, your intent is to be maker. So if let's say your intent is not to be maker, you put it in the thermos, where its intent is to retain the heat. So even though it's a klisheni, maybe it will be also to be matmin. But according to the Rambam, anything that's a klisheni be'etzim is toinen, it's cooler. So memela, even in a thermos, it's a klisheni. So you're allowed to be matmin in a klisheni. And the ma'aser, we come out, the Sha'atzi and the Mishabura come out mamish like the Rambam, or come out a big, this nafkamina lekula. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Zayin that in Pina Tafshil, Bishabas Mikderish and his Basha Balakder Acheres, Mutalat Mina Bedovashen Moisvev, a lot of me matmin Bedovashen Moisvev if it's in a clicheini. Zokta Mishabura, the Einaf Kamina, no difference in this Kavan Beferush Kdelekarer, like Rashi says, your intent was to be Mekarer, or Bistoma Lazer Siba, or Stamets in a second utensil. Even to heat it up, your intent is not dafka to be mekarit. It's also muta, even if you don't have that intent. Now, Zokta Sharetzion, that this is the Dasa Rambam and Ladina, we paskin like that. So the poiskim taka say the Chazanish says clearly, and other poiskim also that if you take a thermos is a klisheni, even though assuming that it's called a hatmana, it's questionable if it's a thermos is a hatmana because it's just surrounded and the water is in it. But let's say it's a hatmana, so even though it's on Shabbos, it's a klisheni, and it might even be Moisev Hevel, but it doesn't make a difference, it's a klisheni. So by klisheni, you're allowed to be matmin, because we hold like the Rambam. It doesn't make a difference if your intent is to be mekara, it's be'etzem a klisheni. It's be'etzem on its way to be get cooled off. Or the same thing with those soft, warm bottles. So it's also, if you want, even if it's there to retain heat, but it's a klisheni. It's not directly from a klishen. It's from a klishen to klisheni. So that would not be a problem of atmana. Refu is a different akuda. But mitzad atmana, a thermos, clearly in the poiskim it's muta. Moshe and Shubas also, he says that even when you cover the thermos, it's not considered ma'isa atmana. You're just retaining, you're closing up the shoyim, but it's a klisheni, it's not called atmana. Now, this will be enough kamina. Even if Nissan Karel says the Gabi Adova Gush, if you have, let's say, cholent that you took off the fire, off a klirishin, and now you put in the klisheni, and you want to keep it for a guest that's not here yet, you're allowed to take towels and cover it, because the klisheni, you're allowed to be matmin. I, by Adova Gush, usually we say it's like klirishin, but he says no, that there's no chshasha meyatiach. In a klisheni, there's no chshasha meyatiach, and it doesn't have the mile of a klirishin, and you're allowed to be matmin in a klisheni be'etzem. Zog the Gemara, Toman v'kiso b'dovar anitol b'Shabbos. If someone was toiman the kedera and he covered it with something that is removable, it's not muktzah on Shabbos. Oy, Toman b'dovar she'anitol b'Shabbos. If that one was something that is not movable on Shabbos, it's muktzah. However, v'kiso b'dovar anitol b'Shabbos, but the covering on the top is something that can be moved. Harei ze noit lo machzir. You can remove the cover because it's dovar anitol. And you take out the contents. However, Tom and the kisa bedover shein and nitol b'Shabbos. Let's say the hatmona and the kisa was a dover shein and nitol. Oy Tom and bedover nitol b'Shabbos. If you were toiming the dover, that's nitol. But the main thing is the kisa is bedover shein and nitol b'Shabbos. So im hoy megula miktzosoy. If part of the covering of the kedera is revealed, it wasn't totally enclosed. So then nitol. So then you can take the kedera by the place that's megula. And you matal tzida, and then you menar the kisui, and shake it off. Umachzir. And then afterwards you can put it back. Vim lav, if you don't have an eri, that's megula. Dafnun alef amid beis. So then ein anoit lumachzir. But then you don't have a place where you can grab onto it, and then it will be awesome. Now, frek vashi akasha, if the kisui is dovashen in nitl, why can't you hold on to the sides, and the kisui falls off, just like we said before, or just like we say later on, there's a whole sugya, if even al pi achovis is mutter to shake it off. So Rashi, Teretz, the difference is, ha'okim lahosam b'shochach, that's talking about where you shochach the even al pi achovis. Aber b'meniach, when you place it there, behedye nase bosses l'dover ha'osur, it becomes bosses. You need the partially exposed. But if not for partially exposed, then it's bosses ledover also. The fact is the kasha that lechayra that if it's bosses, then even lahatoyis al tzidah should be also. So Toys wants to say that there's no bosses over here. But al kein amar ben tam, the bottom Toys is the first wide line. The lechoshiv kemeniach. A big yisoid. If your intent is not to leave it the whole Shabbos, your intent is to remove it on Shabbos, so it's not called meniach, even though it wasn't shochach. My intent is to remove it. So melu would not be considered bosses. Now really, this yisoid of Tosis, that something that's died to litlo is not bosses, is also a chumra, because if a person lights the candelabra on a plate, and he also places a challah there, to make it bosses, like the Magen Avraham brings, The Maaser Rav says not to. And you have a special table, you don't do it together with Dava Os, Dava Mut on the table. Because the Rivosh, that the Ner is the Iker, or it's a Haroma. But the problem is, if your intent is to remove the Kikar on Shabbos, to have Lecha Mishnah, or to remove the ring, whatever you're placing there, the Dava Mutter, then it's Daita Litloy. And Daita Litloy, Zoktais is not called Bosses. Just like it's not called Bosses Dava Oser, it would not create the din of Bosses Dava Mutter if it's Daita Litloy. So it's something that's Daita Litloy, is a Shvacha Bosses Dava Mutter, just like it's not going to create a Dava Oser. So it has to be, even those shittas, it should be something that's not Daita Litloy. So Rashi over here calls it bosses because it's Meniach and it's Maaseh Bosses Dover Oser. And unless it's Megula, only then it's Mutter, because then you'll be Metaltel Mitzadah, and the Kisu falls off. But Be'etzim, it's bosses. And the Pella is, Rashi in Daf Memtes, Rashi learned that over there, by Tomnim B'Shalchim Metaltin, because it's Semeveh Metaltin, Ketzad Oysu Noitlatz Kisu Be'Noiflois. Zogt Rashi, that it's not bosses. Why? The avagav shein oleh leichbus lo denase bosses shein osya lechasis kadeira. And the Achronim explained this Rashi based on the sheets of Bala Maor, that it's not called bosses only when the bottom is mishamish for the top. But if the top is mishamish for the bottom, that's not called bosses. So over here, Zog Rashi, over there in Daf Mem Tes, Zog Rashi, that it's not bosses ain osya lechasis kadeira. The kisu is not a bosses for the tzemer because the kisu is for lechasas akadera. The kisu is meshamish what's below it. The kisu is not meshamish what's above it. So it's not called bosses. So how come over here it's called bosses? The same is side. It's only bosses meshamish what's above it. It's not being meshamish what's above it. It's meshamish what's below it. It's only meant for a kisu for the kadera. It's not meant to hold it, the tzemer that's above it. So here also, why should it be called bosses?
So Rabbi Kivegan Kuf Chafei says that the different sugis are, over here we're discussing to be metaltal. That which Rashi says is that he allows neyar to be menayar it, it's not called bosses, but to be metaltal it, so that you taka would have a problem, even if he holds like the balamor. And that's very geshmak. Rashi over here says it's megula b'miktas, so maybe it could be menayar taka. But if it's megula in mechus in gansen, Then there's no eitzah of being menari. Then you have to metaltal, and that's taka osir, but then it would become a problem with bosses. The nish bosses of the Bala Ma'ar, because the meshamish for what's below and not for above, is only to be menair. So that's you need the but for tiltal will be also, unless it's megula b'miktsas, so that's the only way you can be menair.
Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, Dafnun Aleph Omid Beis, we learned to the end of the Perek, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ne'oira shal pishtin daka. If you have no iris of pishtin daka, meaning the psoilus of the pishtin that falls off, areike zevel, it's like zevel that's moisef hevel, and it's also even on bar yoim to be matamim with it, to insulate bar yoim before Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter, menichen mechom, al gabi mechom. Mechom zog Rashi kli nechoshes. The mechom is made out of nechoshes. A lot of plays one mechom on top, another mechom. And even if the bottom one is hotter, and some say if the bottom is on the eish, you'll have to pay mechem al gabi mechem. Ukdera gabi kdera, or kdera zog drashi is klicheres. So you'll have to put one kdera on top of another kdera. Avaloi kdera gabi mechem, vlo mechem al gabi kdera, but you can't switch it around. Because the kdera is more moisiv chemimus in the mechem, and you're only allowed to be shoim in the chayim, and not to be moisiv in the chayim.
Zog the Gemara, v'toch espiho. You're allowed to close up the opening of this mecham, or whatever is the opening of the kdera or the mecham, bebotzek, with botzek. If you take botzek that was nilish mi b'yoyim, you're allowed to close it up in order that it should be shomer on the choyim, the heat shouldn't leave. Zog the Gemara, this heta that we said of mecham agabi mecham is v'loy bishvil she'echomu. It's not in order to be mechamemit, but rather elo bishvil she'eh mishumorim, to retain the heat, that it shouldn't cool off. Zog the Gemara, ukshem shein toimni mesachamin, just say it can be toimin chamin, kachin toimni mesachoinen. You know, take tzoinen and retain the coolness, that it shouldn't get hot from the sun. The Rebbe hit the lahat mesachoinen, like we said before, Rebbe was maskim to the psak of Abishmol, but Rebbe Yossi, that he said that his father was matir, so he was matir tzoinen, Rebbe was matir lahat min tzoinen. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara in the Perek, ve'ein meraskim, or meraskin, lo yis ha-shelek v'lo yis ha-borot. You're not allowed to melt with your hands snow or hail b'Shabbos. Zog Rashi, what's the problem? Because k'dei she'yozovu meimov, b'shvil she'yozovu meimov, it's noilat. It's because you're being moilin on Shabbos. It's you're creating the water. Till now, it was ice, it was snow, it was hail, and now it's water. So it's a question by ice cubes, because ice cubes were always water, and now they're becoming again water to what it was. Maybe that's not noilet. But snow was snow, hail, and now you're making it into water. Sheshi Zovu. Zog the Gemara, aber nois in hu, letech hakois, but you're allowed to take these ice cubes, or this ice, or this snow, and this hail, and put it into a cup of water, or letech hakoogah vein hachoshish. Now, even though it melts, over here you're not worried about it, because over here, it's not nicker what you're doing. It's not nicker that it's melting. So it's not considered that you're being, creating the noilet of the mayim. Here it's happening, kalachayad, it's happening in the cup of water, especially if it's water inside the ice cube, then there's no problem. So that's the maisa taka, the whole shayla, the gabi ice cubes. Rashi learns it's as noilet. So that would be one akuda. The other Rishonim learn, the Rajba and the Ramam learn, that it's as schitas peiris. Just so you can't take a pre and squeeze juice out of it. So over here also, the Ramam says that you can't take the ice cube and squeeze water out of it, and take water out of it. Yemirasikit, it's like doimel eschita. So the nafkamina would be legabe ice cubes. If it's als schita, so ice cubes is also schita. But if it's als noilad, maybe noilad is not something that was always water and it turned into an ice cube and now I'm making it into water again. Akaponim, there will be a tzad lahoka by ice cubes if it's mitzad noilad, because maybe ice cubes is not noilet. But if it's at schita, then it'll be tzad lahachme even by ice cubes. I'll put them in a cup of water, so then it's not nicker, or then it's bottled to the rest of the water, so then it's takamuta, either way. Then say mitzad noilet, we don't see the noilet of the mayim, either it's bottled or it's not nicker. And say mitzad schita, it blives like being soichet b'teuch mayim. It's like you being soichet and mashke b'teuch oichel. So that would not be considered the Issa Schita. Akoponim, the Mishabura in Shin Chof, Lamedalad, he brings over there that B'yesh Matir Nafil Rasik B'yodayim L'Tech HaKois V'atam D'chem Shinis Ara B'mashe B'Tech HaKois V'ena B'en L'Gozer B'Klal. So, Sai Mitzat Schita and Sai Mitzat Neudot. Tois over here says, Mikan Yesh Lizor Yesh L'Yichotz Yodah B'Shelek. To wash your hands in snow or Borod on Shabbos, that's also. Because it should be nizer from that. Upomishem is kashim, v'yesh borad mu'ura ben, ein lichot ben, the efshesh lo yirasik aborad. You're going to melt it ultimately. V'chol azor yaboy tovel of brocha. Yizeche to the brocha of tesis, if yizor yaboy not to wash your hands with shelek on Shabbos. Hadanoch bametoimnim, hadanoch bametoimnim, hadanoch bametoimnim. Tomorrow we start the new paragraph of Bame Behemoth.